Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, BT and Sal here on The Fan. We're picking up the pieces to the second loss of the Giants season. And listen, obviously a lot better than week one, but not good enough. 0-2 is 0-2. We'll do Jets later. I mean, the thing about Daniel Jones, and I was stressing this on Friday. This was, not everybody agreed. A lot of you did not. I get it. A lot of you wanted him pulled. I thought we'd see a better Jones. Now, I don't know that Jones is going to do enough to stabilize this season. I kind of surmise that he won't. But I did think there was a fair amount of rust in his, you know, based on his inactivity. I thought Daniel Jones did a pretty good job yesterday. Made some plays.
Yeah, I mean, he was okay. You're watching the game, and good God. I mean, Mark Schlereth. Not that I'm trying to turn this into about him.
Oh, that's right. I saw the highlights because I was in Tennessee.
Oh, my God. We got a great game here. A game's like 12-9 at half or whatever. Oh, you get a great game. Daniel Jones play. He had a special. No, nothing about Daniel Jones is special. Okay, Mark, let me save you the suspense here. I'm sure you're watching plenty of film, but if you've watched Daniel Jones, like, they made it like Daniel Jones was, this is year two. It's year six of Daniel Jones. But he was competent, which was nice to see for a change. And the best part about yesterday, you didn't have to see Daniel Jones until 125. Normally, you sit down 105. Oh, here we go. Daniel Jones and his ineptitude. Giants offense didn't get on the field to 125, for goodness sake. But anyway, yes, he was much better. And more than Jones, legitimizing the weapon with Neighbors. Like, the Giants made it a focal point to get the ball in Neighbors' hands, which they did quite a bit yesterday.
Obviously, though, with the stuff with Dable postgame and the Graham Gano miscalculation, that is the big story. It's BT and Sal. Get back to you guys here. 888-808-1019. Again, we'll do Jets at 11, squeeze in those Yanks and Mets. Obviously, big juggle. Joe is in Parsippany. What's happening, Joe?
What's going on, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Guys, did Brian Dable forget that he's the head coach of the Giants and not just the offensive coordinator? I mean, it's his job. This is the second time he did this, to know that Gano has a problem. Reporters are saying he could barely walk on Friday, but Dable didn't know that. It's your job as a head coach to bring somebody in. And Sal, to say that didn't change the game plan, it changed the whole game plan. You can't kick a field goal. You can't kick an extra point. It changes the whole dynamic of the game.
Who said it didn't change the game plan?
You said it before on a call.
No, I didn't.
I didn't say they were going to kick the ball or not.
Yeah, at that point when he got, I didn't say it didn't change the game plan. I'm saying it. You don't know, there were decisions that were made in game without Graham Gano that wouldn't have been made if he were there. So you don't know that that's the reason that they lost, because they didn't have the kicker. That's what I said. I didn't say it didn't change the game plan. And by the way, do you think Brian Dable is alone in making these decisions? Or do you think, I don't know, the team maybe employs a doctor or two that also gave the head coach a go? Dable's not going to look at the guy and feel his groin and be like, you know what? Yeah, he's good to go. He's going to get input from the player himself, from the, like, let's use some common freaking sense here for a change. Going to use the input from the doctors, from the player himself. You think Dable's just like, oh, you know what? Big boy, suck it up and get out there. No, I don't think so. We don't know the details of it.
This happened before, though. This is not like this has happened. It happened last year versus the Jets. He's the head coach of the team. Bring somebody else in. This is not like having a receiver that goes down. You have four backups there playing. This is a kicker. You know, it's this. You know, they made no adjustments in that game too, to say the only improvement was the offense. What did the defense do? The Commanders didn't punt the ball once yesterday. I mean, they ran the same play, 3rd and 15. Daniels. It was like they didn't know that he was a running quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, no adjustments at halftime, nothing.
Well, I mean, listen, the adjustments, and thanks for the call there, Joe. Yeah, we throw that out there. Actually, this came up on the show last week, like the adjustments. I mean, yeah, I mean, come on, man. We're not coaches. We're not scouring film. And I don't know why everybody thinks you need to make an adjustment at the half. How about you make it, and not just the Giants, everybody, make adjustments series to series. I just think that the adjustment take that a lot of you have. And by the way, I've had that over the years as well. I think it's just played out. We couldn't identify a detailed, like a real deep dive schematical adjustment if our lives depended on it. Most of us, and I'm throwing myself in there. I don't care about adjustments. What you should have in the game, what I should have, well, what they should have done is adjusted to the creakiness in his groin. Like, they had a chance to adjust to that, and he didn't. And it burned him, and they're now 1-2.
But if they're watching him 10 minutes before the game, and again, I think this is beyond Dable, which is why I think it's ridiculous to put him on the hot seat for this specifically. You don't like the way he was short with the media? All right, different story, to each their own. Some people want to be sensitive to that stuff. I get it, and I think ultimately it's about the losses. But if the guy's kicking 40, 50-yard field goals, whatever it may be, 10 minutes before the game, you tell me he's no good? Like, nobody's expecting him to run around and make a tackle. That's going to be an idiot. Hey, knucklehead, you've got an issue with your groin. You're going to run down on a 100-yard kickoff trying to chase the guy? Like, that's just stupid to me. But anyway, understood. You want to have more insurance. Gano's always hurt. Those are fair questions. You want to get on the defense, and Dable's got to be a part of that. He's the head coach. If we hold Robert Saleh accountable for the offense, which, you know, some people don't, but we certainly do, then Dable, a part of his team, is the defense.
The
you
coach.
Can't ignore it. But Bowens is known for the bend, don't break. That was out of hand yesterday. They didn't break, which is great. You can't allow 30 field goals. I mean, my God, you got to have some. Can you force a punt? Can you turn them over, for goodness sake? I mean, geez.
I'm sure many of you heard this stat, but, I mean, there is one team. Jerry gave you a version of this. I'm going to give you a little bit of a slightly different version. There is one team. Guess which team it is in NFL history to score three or more touchdowns, not allow one, and lose in regulation. The Giants. That's what happened yesterday. One team in all the NFL games. Now, I'm not saying that's... I mean, what does it really mean? It just means you are on the wrong side of a very
odd
NFL
stat. You're talking about just yesterday?
No. In the entire history of the NFL...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
One team scored three or more touchdowns...
Right, and hasn't...
Allowed none...
Right.
And lost in regulation. There was another team... That lost in overtime under the same, you know, same
sequence. Right, so it's only happened twice in the history of the league.
Yeah, but once in terms of regulation.
Right.
And again, it's an ignominious stat, whatever. It doesn't mean like it's an extra loss,
but it's
not a good thing.
You play that game 100 times, you're going to win it 99.
Except the time that you had to win it. You know, let me ask you this, Sal.
Yeah.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
So, see, again, the Dable stuff to me is fascinating because... Man, there's a lot of things to like, and there's a lot of things to worry about, all right? If we had the conversation, and the Giants, unlike the Giants are based on championships. Like, when the Jets hire a coach or they draft the quarterback, yeah, there's a Super Bowl aspiration deep down, but you're just hoping that it's going to pull you out of the weeds. When the Giants do something, you're like, all right, is this the guy that's going to hoist Lombardi number five? Mm-hmm. So, after the 2022 season, you know, 9 wins, playoff run, improbable season, road playoff win, Jones good. What do you think percentage-wise within the Giant fan base were, man, this is going to be the next champion coach?
99.9.
Okay, what do you think it
Maybe
is now?
Maybe 100.
What do you think it is now?
20? No.
30?
No.
It's not more than 30%.
I would say 50-50.
No, ambitious.
I still think that we can't keep doing this. We do it all the time. Sports talk show hosts, media members, fans. You can't overreact to that extent where you push people out before they even get really started here. It's only year three of Shane and Dable. The really messed up thing is that they didn't have their own quarterback. Now, that's on them for going with Daniel Jones. Fine, but we can't really evaluate them. And really, the worst thing that happened was that they actually had success the first year. Like, if they didn't have that and raise the expectations, then maybe it wouldn't be on the scale that we're grading them at right now. All I can tell you is how I feel. And while he's not perfect, I wholeheartedly believe Brian Dable is going to be an excellent NFL head coach. I feel like I've seen enough of him. Even last year, when things were off the rails, he got him back on track with no quarterback, with a team that was ravaged by injury, didn't have talent to begin with. So I can't speak for everybody else. I still believe in Dable. I think it's a major mistake with the witch hunt that's going on here.
Hey, by the way, I think he's going to be an excellent head coach as well. My fear is that version 2.0 is going to be somewhere else. That's the difference. 888-808-1019. Sean in Brick, New Jersey. What's happening, Sean?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
What's going on, Sean? Buddy?
Not much, but, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, the kicker issue is the big thing here, but, I mean, the Giants' run defense yesterday, it was absolutely atrocious.
It was terrible.
I mean, you bring in a new defensive coordinator, and you let, you know, a rookie quarterback, I mean, the first thing you want to say is make this guy, you know, beat us throwing the ball, right? And he only had 44 yards rushing, so it wasn't even like he was scrambling around and making plays with his feet.
Yes,
I mean,
was.
Robinson just crushed him.
No.
I mean, a little bit. 44.
Well, here's the 44. Key. No, you're right, Sean, by looking at the numbers, so it doesn't look that bad. However, if you watch the game, and I'm sure you did, where running quarterbacks, and I've said this forever, since Michael Vick, so you're going back over 20 years ago, where running quarterbacks are their most dangerous are broken down pass plays. It is a backbreaker for the defense. Third and long, Daniels tucks it, he gets the first down or whatever. It could be third and short, he got everything covered, Daniels tucks it, gets the first down. That's the backbreaker. So it's not that he has to go for 130 yards like Lamar Jackson. It's those plays that he makes with his legs that extends drives, and you saw what happened yesterday where Washington dominated the time of possession.
Yeah, 40-20.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
and that game,
one, right?
That game, and the Giants, yep. And the Giants still should have won the game, even with that being the case. But they didn't, so it's not shoulda, coulda, woulda. Like they lost the game. And a run defense has to be better, bottom line. Figure it out. You can't let that happen.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, again, we're focusing on Gano, but they got gassed for 215 yards.
Right.
That's
gross. Couldn't get off the field.
It's gross.
You know, frustrating.
It's like the Jets on Monday
in
a lot of ways.
And the difference is that Washington's offensive attack should be nowhere near.
Yes.
And I like Daniels, and I'd be excited if I'm the Commanders.
Yeah,
and they do have some weapons, whether it's Eckler or Robinson. We talked about this
in. No doubt.
But, I mean, you can't force one punt. Come on. I mean, Washington was the team yesterday that could have played without a kicker. They didn't need one. They didn't need the punter all game. Good God.